Now, later today, later this morning, round about maybe 12 o'clock, half past 12 or so, there's a possibility that someone sitting near you in the office will arrive with their lunch to eat it at the desk. What is acceptable when it comes to eating at the desk? A sandwich, maybe a tin of Coke or something like that, some cup of tea. But how far would you go when it comes to eating? Would you bring spicy food in, garlicky food? Apparently, eating smelly food at your desk is tantamount to sticking two greasy fingers up at your co-workers and then wiping them clean on their mouse mats. More and more people are actually having what's known as the al desco lunch, and it's putting your friends off you. So please, according to this article, if you do have your lunch with you, go and eat it somewhere else. You know, go out to the front of the building and nibble in your sandwich, come back in, get yourself some fresh air, but don't eat at the desk. And as well as eating and that horrible smell that comes from very often recooked food that, you know, has been thrown in a microwave somewhere along the corridor, it's just, it is horrible. And even when it's cold, it's manky and it's filthy and it's, gosh, it puts me off. I'm so with the guy who has written this article. When I eat my lunch, I like to eat it alone. You can understand why. I've been in here for, you know, 3 hours, the best part of 4 hours, actually, from 8 o'clock this morning, but on air for, you know, 3 hours, talking away to people. And at 12 o'clock, when, you know, Carolyn starts, I can almost feel the air going out of my balloon, you know, where I go, I just need a rest. After all the crack, I just need a rest. And we've got a massive canteen here, and it's actually at 12 o'clock not busy at all. So I go and I sit in a corner of it and I thoroughly enjoy, you know, what my mommy's made me for me lunch. But I you know, I'm not burdening other people with it, with the smell of it. I don't sit at the desk beside the rest of the team and stink them out of U105. Now, apparently one of our production team had his telephone on, you know, the microphone on, when he wasn't very far away from, I don't know where he was. He wasn't in our office, of course. He would not have been in the U105 office. But he was sitting very close to a bloke he knows who was having his lunch, and it was accidentally recorded. Have a listen to this. That is eating with a sow. That is absolutely disgusting. So how do you get the message across to that bloke, and indeed to the other bloke, the one who brings the really smelly food to the desk, that it ain't on? How do you diplomatically broach the subject? Do let us know. 90 333 105. What is the step that we can take to ensure that nothing is eaten at a desk other than a cheese sandwich and a tin of juice? You can give us a call on that. Derek is first up. Morning, Derek.
Good morning, Frank. How are you, boy?
I'm very well, Derek. Other people eating around you, does it put you off?
No, Frank. If we're sitting in a binary there and there's three or four guys there sitting and munching away, what other ways can you do? You have to get stuck in, get whacked into it.
Derek, it's funny you should say sitting in the bin lorry. Someone has just sent me a text saying, Frank, this will make your blood boil. And it doesn't tell me which council area, and I'm not guessing. It could be any one of the council areas. Frank, this will make your blood boil. Just passed a bin lorry parked at the side of the road. The driver has just thrown out his waste paper bag onto the road. I think he just finished his breakfast. He was outside a bakery. You would think you bin lorry fellas would do better than that.
I'm very surprised at that, Frank, now, because he could be fined for that there, so he could.
He could, and I think it's really unusual to see the bin lorry guys littering the place, because they seem to know that the rules are clean the place up.
Oh, I'm very surprised at that, Frank, but if you were sitting in a bin lorry there, boy, whacking the grub in, you never think. Sometimes you just wind the window down and dip it out there, you know what I mean?
Derek, you are totally winding me up, because the bottom line is no one's going to eat in the cab of a bin lorry. It's got to be one of the dirtiest places on earth. You're round at the back of the wagon, you're pulling people's bins, you're opening the curtain, you're walking along the road, you're opening another bin. Surely the bin lorry guys eat away from the lorry.
Not at all, Frank. You have to sit in the cab. Are you winding me up here? We're in the real life. You sit in the bin lorry, you drink your tea, you take your tea in the morning, you take your lunchtime, afternoon tea, the whole lot, in the cab.
even though you've got the sort of the dirty hands of pulling my bin, her bin, his bin?
Well, Frank, we've got gloves on, you know what I mean? Like, be realistic. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I suppose, and in fairness, when I think about it, in this day and age, you don't get your hands dirty at all.
Oh, no, sure, we do nothing. Sure, the bin men sit and do nothing all day, sure. We get our money for nothing. We're just sitting about there and the bins get empty themselves.
No, you do plenty of work, but you don't actually get your hands dirty. That's what I'm saying.
Well, Frank, if you were out in the rain and the snow and sliding around there, pushing bins about off and down streets and stuff there, would you not complain?
I'm actually with the bin man, because I'll tell you why. There was one day I was late out and the lorry had gone past and I whistled. I went, and he turned her and he came back. And anybody who does that is held in high esteem as far as I'm concerned.
Uh-huh.
Came back down the road from me. I was more than happy. You're now distracted because your boss is looking through the window saying, get more of the bins emptied.
No, Frank. As long as you tip the bin man every Christmas, you're all right there. If you're leaving a can of beer or two out there and a packet of biscuits, as long as they're not out of date.
Yeah, I'm more a 20 quid man.
Oh, that's the man. That's the kind of man we like to see.
All right.
We'll empty all the bins you want, Frank.
So
not a bother.
Is this a request for tips going into December?
Aye, especially Antrim Newton Abbey Council there.
Get back to your work.
Not a bother, Frank. You take it easy, boy.
Thanks for listening. Thanks, Derek. Right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
The hard-working bin men, the length and breadth of the land.